Welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast Secret Dump.
Moshe is making fun of me because I grew up listening to Nirvana.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that some people might not use dating apps. You're saying that every young person uses a dating app.
I'm not saying every young person uses a dating app. What I'm saying is, like, you know, you think it's superior to meet people in the wild. And it might be true that it's superior to meet people in the wild when it comes to dating, but it's so impractical in terms of ease compared to dating apps. It's like, you know, Amazon. Have you ever heard of Amazon.com? Do you know about Amazon?
I'm a huge Bezos fan.
We're all Bezos buddies, but like, would you say that Amazon is a less satisfying shopping experience than, say, shopping at a store or shopping at a small business, right?
It's more satisfying.
It's more satisfying to shop at Amazon?
Well, to click a button than to have to drive to Target.
It's not more satisfying. It's more convenient. It's so much easier.
Right.
This is my point. That small businesses are having a really difficult time competing with Amazon, because even though Amazon is a less satisfying shopping experience.
Oh, you're saying it's more fun to go to the Baller Hardware than to Home Depot.
Sure.
Like, to a small place
so
than
much,
a big place.
It's,
and if you're going to go out.
You have a connection. The products are usually better. The stores are usually nicer. But it's so much more convenient to shop on Amazon that people are having a difficult time going, like, no, I'm going to go to the bookstore. And those people that do go to the bookstore, it's admirable, but it's so much easier that the large majority of shoppers.
So I'm like one of those people, like, I'm going to go to the bookstore.
You're a bookstore person. Somebody's saying, where do I find a book? You say, what you do is you find the best independent bookseller in your neighborhood and you drive there. Now, that's the right thing to do. It might be better, but most people are clicking buy it now. Free shipping on Amazon Prime.
And they're doing the same with dating apps.
That's exactly right.
But then doesn't it take more time? Because then you have to have like 6 coffees a week. And like, two of the guys, you're like, oh my God, this guy grosses me out just from the sight of him in person, even though he looked fine online. And then all of a sudden, sure, I'm wasting time.
Yeah, except that you also went on 6 dates in a week. And in your old way.
That's my time.
In your old go to the singles bar way, you would go on.
I wouldn't go to a singles
once a month.
Bar.
You would, how often were you really meeting someone, getting all the way to going out with them?
So the goal is going out, but it's like after I see you online, I'm going to go for a coffee. So you're at Starbucks a lot with someone. Oh my God.
I see you online. I text with you for a while. I go, this person seems cool. Let's get together in person. We get together in person.
You seem to really know how people are dating right now.
The person that seemed cool. You get together in person. The person that seemed cool reveals that he's actually only there for casual hookups and tries to convince you to have sex with him. That's kind of the way it goes.
I'm sorry I interrupted that, because that is probably true. Yeah.
It probably is, right?
That's,
it's like, wow, you were really engaged and really cool in the texting.
So maybe it doesn't work. That's the thing. That's why maybe it's better to sniff someone out, because you can kind of like, you can even tell if people are cool in person.
It does seem to work though, because, you know, I do like crowd work stuff, and I'll say, where do you two meet? And more and more often it'll be on an app. Now, I will also say that most people who are like in love, who met on an app, didn't meet on Tinder and didn't meet on like the hookup apps.
Where did they meet?
Like Plenty of Fish, I hear a lot. Coffee Meat Bagel, I hear a lot.
And the end goal is that they're so in love they're at a Moshe Cash. They're in the front row of a Moshe Cash.
That's the end goal of every relationship, yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you even asked. Natasha?
Yeah?
Would you like to transition this conversation to listening to some secrets?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hi guys, I have a secret. So just got done listening to the Funky Fart episode. I do the same thing. Plus, sometimes when I go poop, I will sniff the toilet paper before flushing it. Done this for a long time. Don't know why. It's not every time, but I sniff my wipe from a poo.
Ew! That's what she does?
Yeah.
Ew, that is so gross.
It's so funny that
she wipes her ass then smells it?
It is so funny.
I can't.
Can't what? You did. Yes, you can. Because Here you are.
You've done it before, I can tell.
I've never done it.
You seem like really akin. Like, you seem like this is a kindred spirit
You. It's not that it's a kindred spirit for me. What's funny to me is that we have a podcast where people leave their deep, dark secrets, which include gross things. And every time there's something gross, you're like, oh, what? I can't believe this person's saying this. But it's like,
so gross.
That's a pretty good. That's a pretty gross one. I'll give you that.
Have you ever done that?
I've never done that. I have, though, when I was a kid, I did once shit in my hand. Have I said that before on the podcast? I don't know. I was young and I wanted to know what it would feel like.
What?
So in the toilet, I reached in and I just shit all the way, a full shit in my hand. It was pretty intense.
What? Why did you want to know that?
I don't know. I was like 8 or 9.
Wish you would have told me that before.
Before what? Before I use your toothbrush?
That's just like someone who's down to be gross.
I was 8. I was gross.
I didn't do that.
Yeah. I would ask you what the grossest thing you've ever done was, but I don't really think I want to know.
You'd probably be grossed out, but it all has to do with just peeing in cups.
That's not that gross.
All right.
Can I tell you something weird about me and
pee? I would love it if you wouldn't.
No, it's not gross.
Okay.
This part isn't gross, but it is a weird thing about me and I don't understand it.
Yeah?
I might have said this on the podcast before, but every time I pee, I flush the toilet before I'm done. And I don't know why I do it. I'm like, why did I just do that? I just wasted water because now I'm peeing more and the toilet's already flushed.
You haven't said that on the podcast before, Moshe. Hopefully you'll never say it again.
Why?
And I'm glad that, why don't you just stop doing it?
I don't know. It's like a weird, like it's like a tick. It's weird.
All right, well, let's hear another secret.
Oh, I feel like I've changed something in our relationship fundamentally when they were coming back.
Sorry, I can't stop thinking of you shitting in your hand.
I was 8. All right, let's do it.
Hey, guys. My secret is my wife comes from an anti-vax hardcore QAnon family. And her sister is always posting, you know, anti-vax, anti-COVID stuff on social media. And I've been not saying anything about it, but just like reporting everything that she posts. And I see that like it's showing up a lot less now. And my hope is that this will just get her account banned from Instagram. And I guess I could just unfriend her, but I don't think that's passive aggressive enough. So I'm just doing this instead. Okay, bye.
Here's what I would do. I would mute these people.
Mute them.
And then before the holiday, just do a little dive to see what's up. And then you can like go into the holiday or not, or choose not to go based on their last few posts or something. But you can't let that stuff infuriate you every...
That's true. But I don't mind this reporting thing because it makes this person have the illusion that he's taking a little bit of revenge, and it's like a very harmless form of getting his frustration out at this family member. You know, he reports her posts, he feels like I did something, and then he moves on. So I'm for this. Mute him 100%. You shouldn't even be reading these posts.
No, I like the reporting the posts.
I mean, I don't, you know, I like what you're saying. Don't, you shouldn't even. You have zero engagement with somebody that drives you insane.
Right. Yeah. It's like, and then, you know, your wife, I'm sure, doesn't agree with them. And then you just have to like strategize together how often you'll see them and what you'll do.
Do you think QAnon sex is good? Probably so, huh?
No.
I bet it is. I bet it's real wild.
Oh, it's just like crazy people?
Yeah, just like pump me with adrenochrome, you know? It's got to be good. I bet you they're all maniacs in bed.
Moshe.
I want to have sex with a QAnon woman. If there's anybody out there that would be interested in being a third, you do have to be vaccinated, though. So that might create an issue.
All right, let's hear another one.
One more secret.
Hi, Natasha and Moshe. Long time listener, second time secret teller.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to tell you that, so I'm happily married with 2 children, none of which is a secret. we live on the second floor of a rickety old house. And on another note, my wife and I have been on something of a hot streak lately, which has been really fun. However, our rickety old house is also in a city that occasionally has an earthquake. And twice now, each one of my children has come in soon after she and I are wrapping up to let us know that they are positive they just experienced an earthquake. Meanwhile, we're all wrapped up in sheets and out of breath and being like, yeah, wow, that's pretty crazy, huh? So that's my secret. Huge fan. Love the podcast.
Hell yeah, daddy's a little earthquake.
I am horrified that our child will see us having sex.
I just don't care. It'll probably happen, and it's part of the formative.
I would love it if it didn't.
Well, then we should lock the door. It's pretty simple to avoid. But, you know, what if one night she comes out, you know? What can you do?
I feel like that would be traumatizing.
It's not traumatizing. It just is something that's gross. It's like shitting in a hand. Seeing your parents fuck is like realizing your husband wants shit in his hand. It's not a great memory, not a great thing to visualize, but in the end, it's not going to change how you feel
about
the person.
You know, I respect that you didn't do it again.
Thanks, hon. Put her there.
Ew.
That's the hand. Tosh, I got to go.
Okay, yeah, me too. I got to check on my kid.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.